Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I love events. I love sharing them and I love watching them get full. And I love every year, you know, that there's another great event coming up, because what it does, it's a win-win. It brings people together. It really just brings money in for so many different organizations, and it's so much fun. And if you haven't ever gone to the Caneo Food Wine Festival at St. Pascal Baylin's Men's Club, I'm telling you, you need to be there, okay? And we've actually got a couple tickets that we're going to give away. It's pretty much full. I had to beg, steal, and borrow for these tickets. So I hope that you are able to go if you call in. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And of course, I have my friend, Kurt Sauter here. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks for having me on today. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. So first of all, I need to just share with everybody, Sunday, June 28th, which is sneaking up fast here. And it is going to be a sold out event. It's right here in Thousand Oaks. And of course, everybody that you, if you haven't already got your ticket, please definitely get one. But he does a great job. And so Kurt, I'm just going to give it all to you. Tell me a little bit about this year.
Oh, this year is our 15th year, so it's a celebratory milestone in our event. This year we have the largest VIP tent, the biggest band is playing. Of course, like you said already, the most number of people we expect to actually attend the event, and you know, it's so great in so many ways. And as our 15th year, we look back and say, oh my gosh, where did we start from? And you know, a group at St. Pascal Baylin's Men's Club, which is about 300 men that are typically involved in these projects. So the event's produced by them, and they do all the heavy lifting along with all of our great volunteers, many of who kind of come from our beneficiaries as well to come lend a hand. And this year, again, our beneficiaries are many mansions which does housing, and of course, Food Share of Ventura County, which is definitely helping those out with food, you know, food needs in our backyard. Yeah.
They actually call it what, food insecurity now.
Food insecurity is exactly
Monica
the right word.
And Jenny, they all do such a great job. So yes, I love that. I work with them too. And so, yeah, in many mansions, there's so many people that need that too. So good job for having all of them there. And that's what I mean. It's a win-win. You know what, you come have wine and food and party, and yet you know that your money is going to all these great places, so it can't get any better than that. Who are some of your sponsors? And of course, we're going to talk about all the food too.
Oh, absolutely. So this year's presenting sponsor is the BHB Group. They're a wealth management out of Merrill Lynch.
Okay.
They've really stepped up this year. And so I have to thank them. Adam Benrosian and his entire team has stepped up and led the way. Right there with them, of course, are places like Smart and Final Charitable Foundation, who have been with us and been a part of us for so many years and really anchor you know, the sponsorship of this event. I also have to thank with the Westlake Village Inn, who's been a part of this event since its foundation 15 years ago, and Oaks Rentals, which has really helped us out with all the facilities and tents and things of that nature, really helped kind of round out our major charity sponsors for this event. Yep.
Very cool. Okay. And who are all the, well, let's see, who's the band?
Oh, the band is, it's a band. It's a local band. And if I don't say it enough, we care about local. So it's always local, local, local.
Yeah.
It's called the Dos Vientos Garage Band.
Oh,
and so
very
we call,
cool.
yeah. So we call them DVGB is the short version of that. And they have a wonderful band. They'll play the entire set for us with some great breaks in between with others spinning some music. So a wonderful thing. Usually a little country line dancing gets squeezed in the middle of the event as well. So
okay.
Those that want to bring your boots and scoot the boots, they get that opportunity as well. And so, yeah, great music all the way around. Something for everybody, not just one genre, a whole blend of genres that that make the party fun and keep it rolling. Yep.
Okay, so let's just kind of like talk to everybody about, so you get there, you come in, you have all these vendors, food and drinks and all that. And of course, that's just for the general, right? So
yes.
Talk about a general. First of all, it starts at 1:30. Is that correct?
That's correct. 1:30 on Sunday the 28th. You get there, you get your check-in is a breeze, you get your wine glass, and it's unlimited sampling from all 58 confirmed vendors for this year. So when we started 15 years ago, we had 28, and we were so happy to have that. And this year, 58. And so we are busting at the seams with amazing food exhibitors, wineries, breweries, desserts, pastries, you name it, all there. And it is, you get a plate and it is unlimited sampling. You can get in line and go sample as much as you want from anybody that you want to. And yet it's not kind of a grab and go kind of an event. It's definitely the type of event where the accessibility of our vendors is there. Spend some time, chat with them. You can meet the owners almost always, get to know them. And you know, kind of, I call it kind of an adventure to kind of find out, pick a few new places that you'll go afterwards after the event and go back to and say, oh my gosh, this was so good. We had to go see what they really do in their real venue.
And you are absolutely right, Kurt. Last time there was some incredible tacos there last time. And I was like, I went in there and I was like, you were at the event. I saw you. I want to have that, you know. So yeah, follow them through. These people are not only giving their time and their, you know, their day to you, but, you know, they're looking for new business and they're looking to grow their business in a great way. So definitely reach out to the vendors. Talk to us about VIP.
Oh man, thanks for asking. You know, the VIP tent is the place to be. It's right now we have seating for over 300, and the VIP tent continues to get bigger every year. You come into our event, you get the big VIP glass. You basically get a reserved seat in the shade. You know, within the VIP tent, we have special access to special vendors that are only serving in the VIP tent. So places this year like Old Oak Steakhouse, which is a brand new steakhouse out here in
Been
Thousand
there.
Oaks.
Love it.
Love it. So Al Pertin and his crew are serving for sure. Made in Italy will
Love
be in
it.
there as well. And Louis, which is a new
Love Louise.
new restaurant out at the Westlake Village Inn, will be there as well. In addition, there's a couple cool, fun ones and some dessert ones that'll also be available, like charcuterie boards, things of that nature in the VIP tent. So you get the big glass, of course, champagne in the VIP tent as well.
Okay. And what time do you have to be there for the VIP?
You can be there anytime you want, but we let the VIPs in 15 minutes early. So 1:15, we will start letting people in, VIPs into the event so that they can get in, get settled, relax, and enjoy kind of the best of the vendors before the general crowd comes in.
I love it. I love it. What a great event. I'm so excited to be sharing this event. Of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. If you haven't already got your tickets, definitely get some. If you have, I will definitely be there and see you there. And Kurt, you did such a great job. And of course, all those men, you know, I love it.
Oh gosh.
You
Yeah,
guys,
huge shout out to the volunteers.
I'm
Yes.
telling you, you can see all of them. And then, of course, in the VIP, all the women that are there giving bottles of wine away and just all the stuff. I don't know if you're doing that again.
Of
Counting
course.
how many corks are in the bar. I mean, just it's a blast. It's a great day. And of course, that's happening again Sunday, June 28th, 1:30 to 5:30. If you're VIP, get there at 1:15. You want to get the best seat. And just enjoy, meet lots of people there and know that you are giving back. Kurt Sutter, thank you so much for being a guest here and letting me be a part of this event again for so many years now. And I love what you do.
Thank you, Kim. Pleasure to be here. We'll see you out at the event.
You got it. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome everyone to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so blessed to be here again every morning. And of course, I've got Brandon DuPlessis joining me from Gold Your Money. We actually just had a couple minutes of talking about life. Life just gives you lots of amazing opportunities. And that's what I'm going to say, opportunities, right, Brandon? I mean, sometimes everything's not exactly perfect, but it's like how you walk through it. And really, honestly, that's how I've walked through it. Honest, I really have taught myself to not look for problems, look for solutions. And really, that's how I'm going to start our show today. So again, if you're just tuning in, I want to remind you, I'm so grateful that you are here. I know we have lots of choices in our 24 hours a day. And I'm telling you that this is going to be one of our best shows right here. And of course, you know what? Times are crazy right now. Just listen to what's going on in the world. Oh my gosh. And we're going to teach you how to gold your money. And of course, Brandon's got some amazing, tips and also just some knowledge. He's really a cool guy. And so again, Brandon, thank you so much for being in my life and being my friend and being on the radio.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Kim. And, you know, every time I hear you, it motivates me and gives me joy. But I really would say you're the type of person that does look for solutions. When I'm around you, it's like you're moving forward. You're not going backwards. There's not the negativity of the day. Even if anything happened, you're still cheerful. You're moving forward. And that's why I'm a friend with you. I enjoy being around that. I enjoy your energy. So I'm always grateful for that with you.
Thank you. And I feel the same way. I feel like you are actually mirror who I am. And that, you know what, you collect those people in your life. Yeah. And I say collect because, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, I always use this word of, you know, human, I just blanked on it. But anyways, they take and suck all human vampires. Yes. Okay. And you know what? I mean, you know, some people need our support at times, and that's okay, but it can't be all the time. You need to be somebody that's going to be lifting each other.
Yeah, there's takers and givers, right? And sometimes takers always take. And it's when you collect those people, it's like picking up shells on the ocean or on the beachside, right? You're
right.
The ones that you want to keep.
I love it. So
we get older. So yeah.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about who you are in a course, what you do. I know you've got so many, in fact, right now is such an opt time for silver, right?
Yeah. So I own a gold and silver company, Gold Your Money, goldyourmoney.com. And I've had almost 20 years of experience helping people buy and sell physical silver, gold, like actual metals. That's usually the biggest question. They say jewelry, and I'm like, no, actual coins, bars,
right,
tangible assets that are real money. So they're liquid. You, instead of holding it in a savings, for example, in cash or at your home, surprisingly amount of people do that, believe it or not, just cash at their house. Instead of holding cash, you can have physical silver holding value of that cash and growing against inflation. So it's a hedge, it's a secure way to grow your wealth, and it's tangible. So it's not owned by a bank or a government, it's independently owned by you. So I help people understand and educate them more so about how to buy it. And if they do want to purchase, you know, I can help them get it in 3 days to their home or within retirement account. So that's kind of the baseline of what I do in general. And as far as silver goes, absolutely an interesting time right now.
Why is it so interesting? Like, what makes that so that people can kind of learn, you know, the rhythm, I guess you would say.
The rhythm. Absolutely. Well, we always look for opportunities where, and everyone's heard this concept, you buy low and sell high, right?
Right.
Everyone knows it, but what is doing it or applying it and putting that into action is a whole other thing.
Okay. So
for example, silver last year went from almost $30, and by February of this year, or January, last day of January, it hit $120. So it was a massive move. And over the last 3 months, we've seen silver pull back because nothing goes straight up. It's kind of like a staircase, you know, it goes up, it stays down. So when these pullback happens, when silver has recently dropped from $120 down to $65, mm-hmm. it's 10% off. This is the time to buy low, right? Take advantage of this massive dip and accumulate as much as you can as you go into this next wave.
Right, so, right.
Silver getting right back to 120 already puts people up almost double what they started with. So timing is everything. And with silver down right now, it's a busy time, and I'm in the right place in business to be.
I love that. I love that. So what do you think when you see Bank of America saying silver could hit 135 and 309 an ounce by the end of 2026? Talk to us about that.
I get excited in the sense of silver $65. So even 135, which is their low end, is still double my money right now. Right.
Right.
So on the high end, great. Right. If we get 200 or 309, really what that tells me is they see a very strong chance of the dollar coming down. Because what I tell people is when silver and gold are rising, all that is a warning signal. It's like a siren going off, because if gold's going up or silver's going up, it's only for one thing, the dollar.
That is going down. Okay.
So what happens is, for example, 2001 to 2006, that time frame, 9/11 happened, the dot-com bubble happened. We started going to the Iraq war, and gold and silver, mainly gold, doubled in those few years. But most people weren't paying attention to it because the housing market was still rising by 2006. The stock market was still strong. But really silently, what was going on is a siren was going off in 06, letting us know gold just doubled. The dollar's losing value. And by 08, 09, the real recession happened. So gold's more than doubled over the last 5 years. The sirens are going off. It's just most people don't know how to listen to it or know what that means. Or they get used with the stock market, the housing market, and then they just don't know what to do. Right.
There you go. Yeah. Question. How do you look at calls from, banks like UBS saying gold could reach $5,900 an ounce? I mean, can you share the difference between UBS and, of course, a Bank of America?
You know, UBS and Bank of America are both very strong banks. You know, UBS globally is a massive company. So just size-wise, you know, I don't know the differences between the two exactly. But similar in the sense is banks are typically conservative, right? They don't tend to make kind of major, you know,
rash decisions. Yeah.
Correct. They usually tend to be conservative to the point where if you probably walked into your bank and to your banker right now, they most likely wouldn't know that Bank of America thinks silver will hit 309, because that's coming from their metal specialist at a much higher level, right?
Okay.
You're not going to walk into your bank of UBS or Bank of America and probably have that kind of conversation because it's a little higher than most people down there. But that's where we trust people with our money, which is funny. So when I hear UBS saying 5,900 gold, it kind of goes back to the same thing with Bank of America. They're giving us a siren telling us that gold's going to go up and we're only at 4,200 now. This is where some people get a little
nervous,
but also a little bit shy, like focus on gold going from 42 to 5,900. That sounds like a huge move, $1,700, right? But if you think of the math on it, it's almost just about it's a little less than a 50% increase. Where if silver goes to 135, that's over 100% increase. So not that I don't love gold. I do. It's beautiful. It's shiny. But I think silver is where it's at. And I think Bank of America, UBS, are really just telling us that they do see the dollar weakening. And that's a big warning sign to all of us.
Got it. Okay. And now, you know, I have to mention that a lot of families are obviously watching their groceries, bills go up, mm-hmm. Feeling like their money doesn't go that far. And how does gold and silver actually connect to that same problem?
That's a good question. You know, the problem's real. Like we all live with it, no matter what industry you're in or how well you're doing. It's costing us all more for gas today than it was last year, right? It's costing us more for vehicles. You know, I have two kids who are driving now and a bigger family. So it's like, I'm shocked what some of the cheapest cars are now.
I am telling you. Yeah. And I have all my grandchildren here and talk about groceries. Okay. So my husband and I think we looked at it and we're like, we don't eat a lot. Okay. But you know,
And it's eat and play, eat and play, eat, play, right?
100%.
So how does that relate, though, is most of us will get to that family barbecue or graduation, and we talk about the same thing we're talking about easily, and we laugh about it. But that kind of goes back to focusing on the problem, which is okay. It's all right. We're talking about a reality. Life is life. But instantly, I start thinking of solution. Right. So when I hear someone talk about groceries are too high, my first thought is, are you protecting your money? Are you protecting your wealth? Are you growing it to where you can still afford those groceries? What you could buy with an ounce of silver 100 years ago, you could still buy today. You can't say that with a dollar from even a year ago. So if you're saving dollars, because yes, cost of living is going to happen no matter what. But if you're saving your money, you want to put it in a place that's going to grow with the value of cost of living. Otherwise,
Making money by having dollars. I love it. Okay, that makes complete sense. So if someone has never bought gold or silver, and I'm going to be the one, okay, because I'm like right there, okay, and I'm really interested in this before they own, you know, before they do, and maybe they have 500, 1,000 to start. Is that even worth it?
It's always worth it because $500 to $1,000 is maybe an average grocery bill for some families, right? And if I'm saving for my future and it's going to cost me $4,000 for groceries in a few years, well, then yeah, putting that $1,000 into silver could potentially afford you your groceries later, right? So yes, some people have $2 million. Some people have $1,000. But that person's $2 million is just as important as that person's $1,000. So never look at it from a dollar perspective or like how big or small it is. It's all about your plan. Are you planning to save $50 a month? Are you planning, did you just sell a business and have $5 million? What's your plan, right? What are you doing solution-wise? So someone that has a big or small budget, as long as you're considering doing something, call us. We can at least give you the baseline of what you need to know and education. Like Kim, we've been friends for a while now, and I'm here to educate you. And when you're ready, someone can call me or come to me, right? And that's the most important part. I'm here for you when you need me. That's the most
important. I love that. And you know, I have had so many people call me, and I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. Call me, talk to me about, you know, like, okay, what about this guy Brandon, and I'm gonna refer you. And just like I have so many people already. And
Right.
so don't be afraid to be the one that raises your hand because, you're going to be the one that gains from this. First of all, also, Brandon, I want you to give out your website and your phone number so people, feel comfortable calling you too.
Absolutely. You can go to our website, goldyourmoney.com, or call me directly, 805-323-4653. Again, it's 805-323 gold.
Okay,
That's
perfect. Good. And so what is the biggest mistake you see regular people like you and me, basically, right, make when they finally decide they want to buy gold or silver?
One, if they finally decided to buy gold and silver, good job for them, period. Right.
Yeah.
That's already an accomplishment showing up. But just like anything we do for the first time, we learn some lessons and often make mistakes, and we grow from those mistakes. A lot of times, people won't actually understand how to purchase the metals, meaning everyone looks at the price of something. So, for example, I can sell this for $100. Someone else might sell this one for $90. Perfect. So, someone naturally might go for 90 versus 100. Again, that's normal. But what most people don't realize is this silver is only worth what someone's willing to pay you for it. So you're going to enter into it thinking you're getting a good deal because it's cheaper. But if someone only buys this for $45 and I'm buying mine for $90, well, it's worth more to you if you bought it from me. But if you never asked what someone buys it back for, you're never going to know what your exit strategy is. Right. So therefore, you could buy $100,000 worth of this coin and get a really good deal and get 10% more better price or more metal, really. But it's worth half the value to you. Your 100,000 is only worth 100, or sorry, 50. And if you call me to liquidate it, if you didn't purchase from me, I can't offer such a good price. I have to treat it more like a wholesaler and buy it under value because we didn't make any money off the transaction. So the number one mistake I think people make is they don't know how to research companies. They don't know what questions to ask, which is not their fault. But if you get educated, you call us, I'll teach you that, and you can shop around with anybody and find the best deal for yourself, as long as you know what someone buys something for and what they sell it for, and then get it in writing. Because if you don't have it in writing, you don't have anything. So that's probably the
Wow,
biggest
that's a big deal. Yeah.
education I can give people in that. That will empower you to make a better choice when you decide if it's right for you or not, or who you work with.
I love it. I love it. And if someone is listening right now and they are thinking this might be for them, okay, what happens and when they pick up the phone, call you, and what does the conversation actually look like?
Good. First, I want to say what doesn't happen. You're not going to get us saying you need to buy right now. Today's the day. Hurry up, get this
Sales
going.
pitch, yeah.
It's not like that. That's not how real relationships are built, right? So we're gonna find out who you are, where you've been, what you're doing, maybe what your goal is, and just kind of find out a little bit more about your personal situation so we can give you different options that might suit you and explain to you if you need to put a different plan together for maybe long term, like how to save to get prepared. We might even help you see the different options that you didn't know were there, like which retirement account you can use that most people don't know without tax
Right.
penalty. And we'll really walk you through how to buy it either with cash or with retirement account. We'll go through the process and how the process looks from buying it all the way to when it gets to your home and in your hands. And educate you on things like I mentioned, how much we buy it and sell it for, so you can actually see what your cost would be when you enter into it. And you understand your exit too. So, yeah, we'll educate you on the whole process. And that way you can leave and sleep on it, pray on it, and make the right decision for yourself.
I
Yeah.
love it. I love it. Brandon, so good. And this is like something that I know a lot of people, there's a lot of people that are already doing it, of course, but there's a lot of people that are looking for other options. And this might be a great option for your 401k, for any of your savings, if you have money in the bank or if you have maybe money that you've tucked away under your mattress or I don't know, wherever, right? And like you said, you know, I mean, there's a lot of talk that money was going to be gone. They weren't even going to use cash anymore. What are you going to do when you have that? At least if you had silver, it would be worth something, correct?
The silver will convert over better. So, for example, I have a partner of mine that's in Italy right now, and he took silver with him. And he's actually took these 5 ounce silver coins and he just converted it into lire there without any conversion fee, because silver and gold transfers anywhere around the world. It's real money. So he was able to go and exchange his silver without any conversion rate, which if you change dollars into another currency, you got to pay a difference just for converting it. So again, silver is real money. It's universal. And instead of losing value in a 401k or IRA when a, say, potential recession's coming, silver and gold more than doubled and tripled during the recession. So put your money in the right place at the right time, and it makes a big difference.
Love it, Brandon. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Give out your phone number one more time and your website.
Yes. Again, I'm Brandon Duplessis. Our website is goldyourmoney.com, and the number is 805-323-4653. Thank
I
you,
love
Kim.
it. Thank you so much. This has been super fun. And again, I appreciate you being here.
Always, Kim. Appreciate
Okay.
having
Thank you so much. All
you.
right.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And this is something very near and dear to my heart, because I think so many people have been hearing the news and just the things that are going on out there that just rock our world. There's no reason, there's no education behind it. And I'm probably going to bring up some controversy, but I don't think it is the gun. I think it's the person behind it. And of course, my next guest, David Hayes Cox, has come up with a book. He has two children himself. He is a father, and we're going to hear a little bit about really his newest book. This is a gun. It's a safety guide for families with children. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is the practice of maintaining an optimistic outlook and focusing on constructive solution-oriented outcomes. It doesn't mean you're ignoring reality, or suppressing negative emotions. It means protecting yourself from the wear and tear of the stress while looking for opportunities. And that's what really this show is all about. And of course, I just want to give out our phone number. It's 805-419-0008. You can text us, you can call us if you have any questions, if you have a thought. And not only that, if you want to share our show, please download our podcast. And of course, that is The Kim Pagano Show, pretty much on every channel that you could find us. And of course, follow us through our social. Again, we welcome you here. I know that everybody's time is so valuable, but we are so grateful that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I'm Kim. Let's welcome our first guest, David Hayes Cox. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Kim, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Yeah. So I'm really excited. I know we talked for a couple minutes before, And I love your story. I love, the thought that there's actually a safety book out there. I know it's going to take more than just one book or one talk, but I think that my personal opinion is there is a place for guns in our world because it's gotten so crazy, but there needs to be safety and there needs to be rules. And so I'm excited to talk with you and, of course, talk about your book. And, of course, it is all about This is a Gun and a Safety Guide for Families with Children. Have you already shared this with your kids?
Many times, okay. Yes.
Okay, good. What is your background in gun safety? So we can just share that with everybody.
Sure. About 20 years ago, I started looking into firearms education. I was always curious. I didn't grow up in a house that had firearms. And then actually, I moved out to Hollywood and worked in the movie business for a while. And one thing that people don't think about the movie business is there's a lot of guns in the movie business because, yeah, of course, guns are a large part of story plots in lots of action movies and television shows. There are a lot of guns.
David, are they real guns or fake guns?
Well, it's a combination of both. And there's a person on set specifically named the Armorer, and he's in charge or she's in charge of the firearms on the set and controlling the safety around those firearms. And I really started talking with the various armorers on the different sets, and I became interested possibly in going into that line of work. And so I was referred to a gentleman named Scotty Reitz. He runs a large program outside of LA called the International Tactical Training Seminars. He trains police officers. He trains, FBI and CIA. He also trains average citizens. He trains movie stars. And he has a really amazing program. And so I started doing basic gun education through his program. And I spent about 8 years doing his various courses and becoming proficient with rifles and handguns and shotguns. And then after I left LA, I just continued with the process, continued with my personal educational journey with firearms, and then eventually became certified as an NRA pistol instructor and a certified range safety officer. And I've held concealed carry permits in multiple states as well. So that's kind of the history of my background in firearms.
I love it. Let's just start off with, first of all, you should never have bullets in your gun, right? I even know that, correct? You want them to be separate because accidents do happen. Look at, we see them every day. Would you start there?
Actually,
it's okay.
I think you have the right idea. You absolutely have the right idea. Okay. But one thing that I'm out here addressing is that is actually not the reality that we have. So about, I think the numbers are somewhere in the high 70s, 79 or 78% of all firearms purchased are for personal or home protection.
Okay.
So if you shoot firearms, if you're a hunter or for target sporting, and you're not purchasing firearms or owning firearms for personal or home protection, all of those firearms need to be locked, and those magazines need to be empty. Okay. And the ammo needs to be separate from the firearms. Absolutely. You're 100% correct there.
Okay.
But for the millions and millions of people in the United States that purchase firearms for personal or home protection, that actually creates a situation that doesn't line up with what the experts tell you. So if you go to law enforcement, you go to, CIA training, FBI, anybody that understands how to protect oneself or protect a space from an intruder or an invader, they're going to tell you immediately, you can't have your ammo separated from your firearm.
It makes so much sense, actually, but I'm thinking kids, okay? I'm thinking kid safety, but you're right. I mean, how long is it going to take you to put your bullets in and then still be able to protect yourself, correct?
Exactly. So actually, if you are thinking about having a firearm for home protection, but you're still keeping your ammo and your gun separated, It's almost only creating a situation that could go wrong. It's never going to create a situation that could go right and help you protect your family, because you will never, you're never going to have enough time to retrieve a firearm and ammo from a separate location and combine those two things together if your home is being invaded. But I'm not here for that debate. All I'm here for is just to acknowledge the fact that there is a large amount of Americans that purchase firearms for home and personal protection, and then hear from experts that they need to keep that ammo inside that gun, which directly conflicts with the information that we're given from the ATF and from the states and from organizations that say your ammo needs to always be separated from your firearm. And what we are left with is a place where each individual person has to decide whether they're going to ignore information or not. Right. And what we don't have is a system in place to say, to acknowledge the fact that yes, if you're protecting your home or yourself, then there are methods that we can implement to keep you and your children and your family safe. I'm not suggesting that everybody go start loading their guns with ammo. I'm just saying that if this is your choice, if you're protecting your home and you're making the choice that you believe you should have a loaded firearm accessible to you, there are now many options for you to keep that firearm secure.
Got it.
And inaccessible from children.
Okay, I like it. We're on the same page there again. Okay,
yeah.
My question to you is, should we have that conversation with our children about guns?
We absolutely need to. And this is why this book exists, why I wrote it, mm-hmm. is because unfortunately, this country as a whole isn't addressing this giant elephant in the room, which is that there are between 400 and 500 million firearms in the hands of citizens in the United States.
Right.
If we take away just the idea that it's a firearm,
right.
and we just look at this as an object that could potentially harm an individual, and there is that many of them within the United States, every parent owes it to their children to have a conversation with them about the dangers of this object.
Right.
Because there is a good chance that your child may actually run into one at some point in their young lives.
100%. I mean, God forbid, schools. I mean, you don't know. Yeah. I mean, you hear it on the news all the time. What role can parents play in educating their kids about gun safety? So talk to us about that.
The first thing parents need to do is recognize that this is just as important as teaching your kids that the stove is hot, just as important as teaching your kids to look both ways before they cross the street, just as important as telling them not to stick items into electrical sockets. We teach our kids about every possible danger we can come up with, because we are so worried that they're going to act on their own and make the wrong decision, because children generally will make the wrong decision if they act on their own, because they have developing brains and they're not capable of making those decisions on their own yet. So we have to give them that information, right? So as parents, we need to come to the conclusion that ignoring this device, this object that could potentially be either in your home or a friend's home or a family member's home or potentially just anywhere out in the woods, on the side of a playground, you know, these devices, like I said, so many of them exist in our country that there is a chance. You know, the numbers show that there is between 40 and 52% of American families own a firearm.
Wow.
So if your child in elementary school is in a class of 30 kids, between 10 and 15 of those kids go home to a family that owns a firearm. And I'm not saying that any of those families are doing the wrong thing. They are probably all locking them up and being safe with their firearms. But all I'm here to say is that we cannot be in control of any environments that we are not in control of. Does that make sense?
100%. I love how you put that. Why did you make the decision to include life-size models of common guns in your book?
So the most important thing that kids need to understand about firearms is what to do if they come across one, which is don't touch it, run away, find an adult. These are the three steps that the book repeats over and over again.
Yeah.
But the thing that most parents don't realize is that even if they, you know, are good parents, they've educated their kids. I think there's a lot of firearms owners out there that are educating their young children about the dangers of guns when they're at that young age. They're not ready to be taught about the operation of a firearm yet. I think there's a lot of parents out there that are having this conversation. But one thing that gets skipped over, and it's really like a light bulb when people realize this, which is that children don't actually know what a real gun looks like unless you show them one.
Interesting. Not that, yeah, you've got a great point there. How do you simplify gun safety in a way that young children can actually comprehend and understand it?
Well, this book is fully illustrated and it's very simple. It's just a walkthrough from the start to finish. It places a firearm inside the daily life of people. So it shows them how big a firearm can look against a human body. It shows that some firearms are small and some firearms are large. It shows different images of the wide variety of firearms out there, shotguns and rifles and revolvers and, you know, semi-automatic pistols. They all have unique shapes. And a lot of children just think handgun. You know, a lot of children think that, oh, a gun looks like this big silver thing that they've seen on television. But the interesting thing about the film business is that they always use oversized guns on TV because it looks better on screen. So children have this idea in their head that guns are huge. So when they see one in real life, a personal protection handgun, which is itty bitty,
right,
children are naturally inclined to think that that's a toy because of how small it is.
Right. So
this book really drills home that personal firearms, the most common personal firearms in the United States, are actually much smaller than what a child has in their head as what they think a real firearm looks like. And so the book just kind of goes through that with these illustrations that make it accessible to children. And then we bring in scenarios that children might find themselves in, where they might, you know, what happens if you find a firearm, you know, under a bed? What happens if your friend wants to show you a firearm? You know, what if your friend is holding a firearm? What do you do in these situations? And we give the child the courage to be able to say, no, I don't want to see it. And then to run away and find an adult immediately. We give them that specific instruction.
I love that. How does your book prioritize over safety over politics?
That's a really good question as well. And that's really so important with a book like this, that, you know, this book is meant to be a bipartisan project. It's meant to really appeal to both sides of the aisle, because it's not just gun owners that need to have this conversation with their kids. It's non-gun owners as well, because even if you don't have a gun in your house, if your child is old enough to play unsupervised with a friend, then you need to have this conversation with your child, because you don't know where they're going to be all the time. So what I basically did throughout this whole book was I really just took the firearm, the gun aspect of this out of the book, where I looked at every page and I really was very objective about it. I looked at it like I've been saying here, is we have to look at this like a gun is an object that is dangerous, that can be harmful to people who are not trained to use one. Right. So every page is just like, could I swap out a gun with any other dangerous object and have this page make sense?
Right.
Because I really didn't want politics anywhere near this book. This book is not pro-gun. This book is not anti-gun. This book is only pro-safety. And that's all it is.
I love that. Again, gosh, I mean, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, waking up, starting your day in a positive way, of course, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking with David Hayes Cox and his newest book, This Is a Gun, A Safety Guide for Family and Children. How did you come up with that title?
Well, over the process of developing the format for this book, I continually just went back to how I was going to talk with my own children about this. That's what really, you know, spawned this idea, was that I knew that I was going to have to teach my children about firearms. And every time I imagined in my head, you know, when my children were just tiny babies and I knew that one day they're going to have to be old enough and I'm going to have to start talking to them about this, I just imagined in my head those conversations. And every time I imagined them, I always imagined the very first thing that was going to come out of my mouth was going to be, children, this is a gun. You know, that's going to be the first thing I open with every single time.
Right.
Very matter of fact, straightforward. This is a gun. And that's why I titled the book that way. And I made the very first lesson on the front cover because I have a life-size image of one of the most popular personal protection semi-automatic handguns on the front cover. So it shows you a life-size image that a child can look at and really understand how small they are. And it says, this is a gun. It's just matter of fact. It's just, you know, this is only a tool that needs to be respected. And it needs a certain level of education to be able to handle it safely.
Yeah.
So that's all I was trying to do with that title.
I love it. I love the title. It's just so like, this is it. This is it.
Right.
First of all, how do my listeners find you and viewers find you and find your book? And of course, this book is really for everyone. I mean, grandparents, parents, I mean, teachers, there's just so many people that this needs to be in their hands. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yes, we're trying to appeal to pretty much every person. If you have a child somewhere in your life, whether it's a relative or a friend that has children, this is a book that you can get to help educate yourself and to give out to that person that's a special person in your life that you know might need it. And you can get this book at thisisagun.org.
Okay.
Thisisagun.org has links out to Barnes & Noble and to Amazon. The book is also found pretty much anywhere you can buy a book online. This book is available. This book is also found nationwide in gun stores and gun ranges. If it's not at your gun store or gun range, you can easily request it. The book is carried through a national distributor for gun stores and ranges, so they can order it quite easily. And that's just as easy as it gets. If you're a business that's interested in this book, or if you're a church group or a mom's group, anyone interested, you can also go on the website and look up the wholesale information. I wanted to make sure that this book was accessible at wholesale prices for any group that is interested in it.
Very good. Very good. You did a great job, David. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, it is the brighter side of life and business, but it's what we do with our knowledge. And locking up your gun is just not enough anymore. It's really the knowledge behind it. And so I love that. Can we give away a couple books?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to open up my phone lines, and of course, 805-419-0008. Just put on their gun safety, and I'll know that you are interested in getting one of David's books. And of course, if for any reason you don't win, give out your website one more time.
Thisisagun.org.
There you go. All right. Thank you again. Please download our podcast, share our show with everyone, and thank you so much for being a guest here.
Thanks again. I really appreciate it.
Got it. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I definitely want to invite you to our virtual mixer, which is June 24th, and you'll meet lots of incredible people. It's actually one of our members' meetings, but we invite the public to come. And of course, you are our new friends, and we want to hear more about your business. Also, our next mixer event is August 20th, 5 to 8 in the evening, and that is in Newberry Park. If you're interested in coming, we'd love to have you. And of course, we've got two incredible sponsors, a chef that is going to cook us dinner, and also vendors, lots of vendors. We still have a couple openings for vendors. And again, we just hope that we would love to meet you there. Anyways, thank you to all of our speakers today and our guests that we have invited. And of course, we always end our show with something positive. And today's is our positive thought is we are in the middle of the beginning of summer. Not even in the middle, we're in the beginning of summer. And take some time to just slow down, walk on the grass, sit down on the couch for a couple moments, and know that you are braver and stronger and more loved than you know.
Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.